Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Welcome to Reasonably Shady, a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio.
Welcome to Reasonably Shady. I am Giselle Bryant.
What's up? This is Robin Dixon.
Robin Dixon in the building. Do you
in
want
the
like...
house.
Okay, yes. Let's put some... Da-da-da-da. Robin Dixon in the his house.
What I do to deserve all that? Damn.
I don't know. I'm just feeling like, you know, we're going to gas your name up. Robin Dixon. Okay. So Taylor, put some blurs in there.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
So, so first and foremost, like, yes, we are so super excited because we love our Black Effect family.
Yes.
And you know what? They gave us a shot when others said, to hell with them housewives.
They sure did.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. And they actually like us.
I think they do. I think they're
yes,
too.
They're happy with our success out here in these streets. So Black Effect is having a podcast festival.
Yes.
August 28th
in Brooklyn, New York.
It's yes.
Coming soon. Get your tickets.
So if you don't have your tickets, I kind of want to say you're a loser. So please get your tickets.
Oh my God.
You're not a loser?
A loser?
Okay. So you're not a loser, but we need to see your faces. We need to like be able to hug and kiss.
I mean, yes. And the lineup is amazing.
Yes. Okay. How can they get their tickets? Do we have that information?
So the tickets are on sale at blackeffect.com/podfest.
Okay. Love that.
The lineup, 85 South Show, Horrible Decisions, Reasonably Shady, Big Facts, Black Tech, Green Money, Checking In, The Trap Nerds, We Talk Back. These are amazing, successful podcasts that are funny, educational, informative, inspirational,
yes,
shady, raunchy, all that. Like, this is so fun and exciting.
Right.
So,
okay. Can I say, I think I don't want us to come up after Horrible Decisions, who are our girls, by the way.
Like, why? Because
it's going to be people putting fists in their vaginas, and then here come Robin and Giselle.
Lord.
We can't compete with fists in the vaginas.
Well, we got to come up with something, y'all. Ooh, what are we going to do?
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, okay, so shady moment of the week. I've been saying a couple times here that I've been outside. I've been outside.
Yeah.
And I've been doing my thing and running around. And pre-COVID, we acted, because we didn't know COVID existed, so we just out here breathing on each other.
Yes.
Okay. So post-COVID, we know better.
Yes.
But in me being outside, I've realized that, and I don't want to put this on a race, but if anybody is guilty, it's white people. Okay. So they are coughing and sneezing and breathing in people's faces.
As if COVID has never happened.
As if COVID never happened. And it did, damn it. So still, grocery stores, because y'all are real tricky in the grocery stores. Y'all uh-huh. get up on you. I'm looking at my oatmeal and I'm trying to find my variety pack and y'all come up on me and ask me a question in my face and it cough. I'm wearing my mask. Okay, them airplanes, oh my gosh. Last time I was stuck on an airplane, there was a dude who I guess wanted to stretch his legs. Uh-huh. He walking up and down the aisle, sneezing and coughing.
Oh my gosh.
Sir. Sir.
Yeah, put
stop.
Your mask on. I feel like even now it's if I cough or sneeze, I feel oh my gosh, I'm sorry. People are looking at me.
Me
you
too.
Know what, you know? And so it's if you have a cold, you know, it's not COVID, still wear your mask because people around you are looking at you sideways.
And I don't want whatever you have. You might not have COVID, True. But whatever you have,
right.
I don't want it.
I don't want it. And that was kind of the cool thing about the mask. Yes. You didn't get all that other stuff. So
the EBGBs.
Yeah. I think some people just COVID is a distant memory for them.
Right.
And
right.
Yeah, so, they're just back to the nasty ways.
So shady people who are just coughing and sneezing up in my face, stop it.
Yes. Please stop it.
I'm not the girl for that. All right. What you got?
So, okay. I feel like my reason for shady moments are just me complaining. My air conditioning unit.
Okay. How many do you have?
I have two.
You have two. Okay.
So I have one that is just for upstairs, the bedrooms and stuff. And then I have one that does the main floor in the basement.
Okay.
So for whatever reason, the return, so when they install the ductwork, the air conditioning unit and stuff. So for whatever reason, the big return where the air, goes back in. I don't know the terminology and all that stuff.
Okay.
It's in my bedroom. And I'm so sick of it because that shit is so loud. At night.
Oh, when it stops.
When it runs.
Oh, when it runs.
So when my air conditioning is running, it's just you know, it's just
What is it, Robin?
You know, it's just so loud, so annoying. And then it'll stop. Once the room gets to the temperature that you set on the thermostat, it's fine. It's nice and quiet. And then.
Okay. But you're not used to it. You should be used to it by now.
I'm sick of it.
Oh.
I'm just sick of it. I can't take it anymore. It's driving me
That's
crazy.
That's the Andy Cohen face when he's when he's sick of reunions.
Sick of it. Yes. I'm sick of it. I want to just scream and explode and run away. And then on top of that.
Okay.
Juan Dixon.
Oh, not Juan Antonio.
Turns our ceiling fan in the bedroom all the way up, to the fastest, highest setting
Why?
It can go. So at the same time, while my air conditioner is going, the ceiling fan is going.
I can't. I'm leaving. This episode's over. I can't. What in the world?
I'm like, stop. Please.
Okay.
Stop.
That's a lot.
I'm sick of it. I can't. I don't know what to do.
Well, okay. Do you need the fan? I'm feeling like
we don't need the fan all the way up.
Right.
So there's six levels.
Jesus,
right?
What kind of fan is
it? It's a nice fan. It's good. It's an actually really nice fan. So,
okay.
But still on level six.
This sounds like, restaurant quality fan.
It's nice. It's working and it's very, for it to be level six, it's actually pretty quiet. But still, like when you're in the bed and it's on level six, it's just, oh my gosh.
And Juan is probably sound asleep.
Yes, knocked out. And I'm like, can you just turn it on three? I can live with three. I can do it level three.
Yeah, that's a compromise.
Maybe even a four. Mm-hmm. But why does it have to be on six? So I'm right. just, I don't think I'm like sleeping at all this summer. Cause I'm just.
Oh, wow. No sleep. No sleep for the Dixons.
No sleep for Robin Dixon.
Oh, huh? So Carly said, when Juan falls asleep, turn that shit down.
I know. I could do that. Yes. But I don't feel like reaching over him. See, that's the thing.
Do you have a remote?
So the remote, yes. So the remote is on his side of the bed. Okay. It's on his nightstand.
Put it on your side before y'all go to, before you go to bed.
But he's going to be like, give me the remote. Oh. Yeah.
You say, sweetie, I'm going to do that for
yeah,
you.
Maybe I should just turn it on six.
Yeah.
Let him go to sleep and then turn it down.
Okay. Speaking of being submissive to your man, we never discussed this. That's stupid. Okay. Wait a minute. Let me get my thoughts together before I just go crazy. Okay. The young lady who talked about her relationship with Cam Newton.
Yes.
Okay. So when I, if you for this happened like a while ago.
Yeah, this is like weeks ago.
Yes. For those of y'all who don't know what we're talking about. So there was a young lady who was talking about her relationship and her submissive relationship.
Yeah. So she's actually like a comedian.
Is she?
Yeah.
She wasn't funny that day.
Yeah. So she's, all right, we'll continue. Okay. Yeah, she's a comedian.
So was she trying to be funny when she was talking about?
No, she was not being funny.
Okay. But so she said, you know, it does me. I'm just so pleasured when I rub my man's head and then I'm soothing him to sleep. And then I can hear his breathing change. And I know I have put him to sleep.
Wait, she's the one that said, I thought someone else said that.
No,
but she was the one talking about like cooking for, oh, like packing his bags.
And he's on the road. I pack all of his bags and his belongings in his tidy whities and I put them in a suitcase. Girl, get a job.
Yeah.
Get a job. Get a something. Because.
So, but you know what's funny?
What?
There's like clips of her before that.
Okay.
Pretty much clowning on women that are submissive towards their man.
Okay. But don't get me wrong. Make your man happy. I'm for that.
Right.
But there's limits here. Like, because I get in the bed, I'm tired.
It is. And remember, we talked about Cam Newton and his comments about, you know, wanting his woman to pretty much just cater to him
right.
and not have a life and not do anything. And so it's just funny that like.
He was talking about her, I guess.
Well, he's talking about any woman that's in a relationship with him. That's what he wants.
Okay.
So she clearly, in order to be in this relationship with Cam Newton, she had to change.
Yes.
She had to do that for him.
Right.
And my whole thing back then was like, you know, Cam Newton is a highly paid, spoiled athlete.
Yes.
I said this. And like, that's what he's used to because that's what, unfortunately, like women think they have to do to get a man like that and to keep a man like
well,
that.
Him in particular.
What he's been allowed to do.
Yes. Well, him in particular, because he said, this is what I want. And I'm not
at
that.
But I will say most athletes are used to people catering to them.
Yes.
Whether it's their woman, their mama, their daddy, their coach, their trainer, their homeboys, their dude boys, their cousins. Everybody caters to them.
Right.
Everybody. So they're used to people catering to them.
Yeah.
To the point where like, I don't know. They just think that's okay. But I just think we need to dig up the clip. Like people were calling her out. Like, girl,
stop.
Die because you just, you know, years ago posted something clowning women who were doing this for their man.
And I feel like, yes, there's limits here. Everybody, if you want to please your man, of course, do you know, make your man happy. Robin, make Juan happy. And you control the fan. You control the remote. Okay. But like, it should never be. I feel like that's all your thoughts are. That's all your life is consumed with.
Right.
Pleasing and being submissive to a man.
Right. Yeah. Like she said, okay, everything, packing his bag, unpacking his bag, I pretty much read his mind. So it's like, if I know you and I study you before you can ever ask me for something, I'm already on it. He's spoiled rotten, but I love that. I think my biggest flex is how I treat my man.
I don't want to read a dude's mind.
Come on, let's pull up the one where she was saying completely opposite things.
Yeah. I don't want to read your mind. Maybe that's why
I feel like she feels like because he's rich. If he wasn't rich.
Yeah. Show me how you're treating the poor dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like, no, you're only saying that because of who he is and what he has.
Right. Right. And it's not going to work out for you. He's going to find somebody else that's going to rub his head too.
Right.
Guess what? You're gone.
Right.
Right. Who can cook whatever he wants better than you.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, gosh. All right. So anyway, we're going to talk about friendships.
Oh, yeah. So.
Oh, no, no. Before we talk about friendships. So a couple of weeks ago, because you didn't finish the story, I think I cut you off.
Oh.
We talked about your girlfriend who knows Kimmy.
Yes.
And y'all were shopping.
Yes, 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 yes.
So.
Oh, and I was like, oh my gosh, like I was like, my jaw was on the floor watching her shop.
Yes.
So like this was, Juan was.
Are we going to say her name?
No, I'm not going to
do that.
Okay. I'm not going to say her name. I'm not going to say her ex-husband's name because they're ex now.
Okay. Right. Because she spent all his money.
Yes.
Okay.
And he went broke.
So, oh.
Yes. And he went broke.
Okay.
So, so we went shopping in LA. Juan was on the Portland Trailblazers. So we were NBA wives. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you know, I mean, we can buy what we want.
Right.
You know, okay. So we go in the Jimmy Choo store. She bought a $25,000 crocodile bag. And then
Jimmy Choo makes expensive bags like that?
It was crocodile. Yeah. So it was like, so you remember the Jimmy Choo bag? Dang, what was the name of it? The Ramona bag? Was that what it was?
Okay.
It was like a big bag or whatever. So she bought the crocodile one. Right.
Oh.
So, okay. So I had the same bag in gold leather.
Yeah.
And I probably paid at that time $2,000 for it.
Okay.
Right. She bought the one that's made out of crocodile, alligator, snakeskin, whatever. Crocodile thing for $25,000.
Wow.
Right. So we starting off buying a $25,000 bag just because.
Yes.
And then we were in there. Then she bought like a couple other Jimmy Choo bags in there, like probably a couple thousand. Right. Oh, and some shoes, like a bunch of shoes. Then we go to Barney's. Is it Barney's? No, what's the?
Barney's. Yeah.
Is it Barney's there? Mm-hmm. So we go to Barney's and she literally bought like 4 Balenciaga bags.
What?
So those were like, you know, 1,000, 1,500-ish.
Yeah.
Around that time. So 4 Balenciaga bags. Then she's like, oh, my husband's birthday's coming up. Let's go to Jason the jeweler so I can buy him a birthday gift. Jacob.
Jacob the jeweler. Yeah.
No. It's not. No, Jacob's in New York. Jason.
Yes.
It's Jason of Beverly Hills.
Yes.
That's his name. So Jason of Beverly Hills. All the NBA guys got their jewelry from him. So we go, you know, this office building. We go up the elevator and blah, blah, blah. And he shows her stuff. And she's like, okay, I'll take that. He writes a ticket up. She's buying her husband a $50,000 birthday gift with his money.
She ain't working, Robin.
I'm sorry, I don't know what it was. I can't remember what it was. A bracelet, a diamond, a watch.
Yes.
Something for $50,000 after you went and bought a $25,000 crocodile bag.
She cleared like $100,000 in a day.
In a day.
Wow.
In a day. And I was just like, and then had the nerve to complain.
About
the team, about Portland. Like hated, you know. Hated Portland.
Right.
Hated, like, you know, oh my God, I hate it in Portland. I want to get traded, blah, 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 whatever. And I'm like, yo, why are you complaining? I'm like, you could be married to a postman. I literally said that to her. I was like, I can't believe you're complaining. Like,
right.
You're literally like shopping it up, living a great life. You could be married to a postman. Like, why
very
are you
true.
Like, you're literally like almost like biting the hand that feeds you. So that was that. So then, yeah, but years later, he's broke. Like, literally, like
that's not shocking.
No, it's not. And I mean, but yeah. And I was just like, wow, like one trip. Like, I was just trying to buy some, like, shoes and little, you know, some
Robin wanted to spend, you know, maybe 2,000-3,000.
Yeah, maybe even five.
Five.
5,000.
Right. She spent a whole 100 grand.
Yes, in one day.
Without blinking.
In one day.
Yeah. Not even realizing your husband's contract is going to end.
Yes.
Yes. That's what people don't think of in the moment.
Oh my gosh. Like, they can't foresee it. They can't
No.
foresee the end. They think it's like so much money. It's like, you know, it comes so fast. It's so easy. But yeah, I was a little sick.
Robin's stomach started hurting. Okay.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Let's finish our Ask Anything questions. Carly, what you got?
So yeah, so we still have some Ask Us Anything questions. And then we talked about friendship a few episodes ago, and we said, you know, send us some friendship questions.
Yes.
So that's what we're gonna tackle today.
Do you guys buy each other gifts often?
Okay, I can speak to that.
Okay.
I can't remember the last time I bought you something. However, Robin, because she has told the world that she's an internet shopper. And then sometimes things don't fit. And then she misses the window to send it back. And so she gifts them to me. She gifts the clothes to me. So Robin's given me several things lately. And it's all because she's just forgetful and doesn't remember to send it back.
Yes.
Yes. And I've been very grateful for my hand-me-downs.
Yeah.
Not even hand-me-downs. They're new clothes. They're not hand-me-downs.
Yeah, no, they're brand new. Tags and everything. I'm like, you got this?
And I'm like, yep. She'll leave me like a little box like where I sit for reasons to be shady. It's like there for me.
It's
has my name
you.
On it and everything.
Yeah. But no, but we do, like sometimes you'll bring, you know, little gifts or something. Like, you know, this like little things. So yeah, I think we definitely are like thoughtful when it comes to each other.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I wouldn't say often, but we do.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Like if I see something, and as a matter of fact, I'm going out of town and I know I'm going to see a million things because Robin's a Delta and the Delta logo.
Oh, yeah. Remember you gave me that necklace, the elephant.
I gave you a necklace? I thought I gave you pajamas.
That too. So you've given me.
Listen.
You gave me pajamas. You
gave
me
too much money on Robin.
The necklace from Eva's line, the green.
Oh, yes.
The jade.
Yep.
You gave me that.
Yep.
Yeah.
So if I see something elephant-y and it's cute, then I always think of Robin. I get it for her.
Yeah.
Great. Have you guys ever considered having a talk show?
We have a podcast. Carly, what are you talking about? Yes, the beauty of this podcast is no one tells us to stop talking.
Well, I know. But no, but to be honest, we have, we've thought about how can we get Reasonably Shady on television.
Yeah, true.
And we are actually, you know, working on that. Trying to make that happen.
Yes, we are.
So, yeah.
So that was my next question. What other business ventures are you guys working on?
Oh, wow. Yes. Yeah, so...
Yeah, well, there's that. So Reasonably Shady on TV. Mm-hmm. We have our live show, which we're working on.
Mm-hmm.
We're a production company. I forgot about that.
Yeah. We have other television productions. Television projects.
Yes.
That we are working on producing and trying to, pitch to networks and stuff. So yes. Hopefully, like, honestly, y'all, you know, cross your fingers for us.
Yes.
Hopefully
and
you'll
your toes.
See like really big things from Reasonably Shady Productions.
Yes.
Indeed. What else? Any other business stuff?
I feel like that's enough.
I mean, yeah.
I'm just saying. Okay. Giselle be getting tired. Okay. What else?
Have you all ever planned a trip just for the two of you?
No. Have we?
No.
Okay, so we do, because of work, we do travel. If we're in the same city, we hang out.
Yeah.
Long story
short.
No,
like, so we've never just said, hey, girl, let's take a trip. Like, usually it's work related or like your birthday or like whatever.
Yes.
However, I have said multiple times, I think we should film, a little spinoff of like me and my family, Giselle and her family. Doing like a road trip, like getting an RV and doing a road trip and doing all whatever, outdoorsy camping stuff, whatever.
Right.
Like, so I've always wanted to do that. But now that our kids are like getting older and older, I'm like, damn, we're like missing like
the magic moments with the kids. No, mine are still very entertaining.
Well, yeah. I mean, and then mine too. But yeah. So like I would love, like, I think that would be fun. But I think it would be fun actually just to like, take a real trip.
Right.
With like your girls, I don't know. It could be just the two of us. It could be with the kids or whatever and just have fun.
Yeah.
How do you guys feel about opposite sex friends? Are they allowed in your relationship and to what extent?
Opposite sex, what does that mean? A guy friend?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I have a couple of guy friends. Yeah. I got plenty of guy friends. And you know, let me tell you the
beauty. Let's say straight though.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, this guy is straight.
So, okay. I think the question is like, do you allow, like, if you're in a relationship?
Right.
Are you okay with your boyfriend or whatever having
a female friend? Oh, is that the question?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's a whole different answer.
See?
Well, if he can tell me the extent of the relationship, like, where did you meet her? Did y'all ever date? If y'all ever dated, she cannot be your friend.
Mm-hmm.
Did you kiss her? Did you finger her? Did you do anything? Did she suck your penis? Like, I need to know all of that.
Right.
And if all those answers are no, well, cool.
Right.
Is she a lesbian? You know what I mean? Like, these are good questions.
Right.
But just like a girlfriend, is she cute and she's popping her booty? No.
Right. So like, no, but okay. So what if it's like a girl that they grew up with? You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
like,
does Juan have girlfriends? Girl, female friends?
So he gets close with a few females that he works with.
Okay.
For instance, when he coached the kids' football team, right? When he coached Corey's football team, he got close with the team mom.
Okay.
Right. And like to this day, they're like good friends.
Okay.
Right. When he worked at Maryland.
Okay.
He became,
wait. Is she married?
She was married at that time.
Okay. All right. Yeah. That makes me feel better.
And so Juan ends up getting close to females that are, I'm not saying this in like he's using them, but that
can help him do his job.
But that somehow start off helping him. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And then in helping him, then it just becomes like, you know how women, they vent, they have their problems, and he's like a sounding board or whatever, you know? So he just then becomes like friendly with them.
Okay.
Which I'm fine with.
All right. And you've never felt creepy about any of these friendships?
No.
Okay, good.
No. And the same thing, like, it's like I can probably, there's like three particular females that he has become close with, but it's more related like from work.
Okay.
You know what I mean? From like work things, and then they just kind of like become friends.
Okay.
And to the point where, and I've had to tell him, like, so currently he has a female that is on his staff, his coaching staff, and they'll go like to the store to buy stuff for the team or mm-hmm. something, or they'll be working and then they're like, oh, let's go get something to eat, and they'll go to Chipotle or Cava. And I'm like, Juan, like, I know nothing's going on, but people going to see y'all and think that you running the streets with some random
female. And then it's going to be on the show.
Because I actually feel like somebody has said that. I can't remember where I saw it somewhere. Like, oh, no, I know. Somebody thought it was me because she's light skinned.
Oh.
And DM me like, oh, I think I just saw you and Juan in Chipotle. And I'm like, no, that's his assistant, whatever. Okay. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, you got to be careful. He's like, Robin, I don't care. I'm not doing nothing. I'm like, I get it. Yeah. But like, I mean, so what can he do? You know?
Okay. But do you have male friends? That he's okay with?
I have no one that I'm like close to. Like, I have more like male acquaintances.
I'm going to tell you right now, Juan's not having it.
Right. So, okay. So I want to say, like, so before I started dating him, this is like going back to high school. Like, uh-huh. I had a lot of guy friends.
Okay.
Right.
They was trying to wait you out. They was like, she going to like me one day.
Yeah. I had a lot of guy friends then. Oh, you know what? Okay. So crazy. So. Okay. So the one, you know, the one that really was, that I considered one of my close friends, he was also Juan's friend. Like, he's no longer with us. I've had male friends, but usually they're also his friends. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's different.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so the male friends I had before we started dating, like, they're just acquaintances now.
Okay. We're going to get you a male friend just to see if Juan will, how he was going to react.
I know. And I feel like even, I think about like when I was working closely with my real estate mentor.
Oh yeah.
Marcel.
Yeah.
Like, Juan was okay with it, but he kind of was like side-eyeing.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. I could, that's just a man thing.
Yeah.
Okay. But I have a really good male friend. His name is Mark. And any guy that I'm that I mm-hmm. get into a relationship with, like, I tell them up front, like, I'm really good friends with Mark. Mm-hmm. We never dated.
Who is Mark? Why have I never heard of Mark?
Mark's
the hell?
Mark's my friend.
Where does he live? Why have I?
Okay. So he used to live in Portland.
Okay.
And so that's why I didn't see him as much, but now he moved to Atlanta and he's up here a lot. So he was like my alpha big brother.
Okay.
So I'm an AKA, he's an alpha.
Okay.
We went to Hampton together. He's like my big brother.
Okay.
So yeah.
So he's not your friend. I've never met him.
Oh my God.
I've never
Robin,
heard you talk
I
about
have friends
him.
That you don't know about.
Why?
Okay. So anyway, I like him in my life, because if I have troubles with a dude, I can run it off,
it's like
by him.
Board. Yeah.
Yeah. And Cal too. Of course, we all know that. But you know, Cal comes from me from a different perspective. I don't know. But Cal reminds me all the time. He's a man. He's like, Giselle, I'm a man first. Okay. Whatever, Cal.
Right.
But and no guy has had a problem with it.
Yeah.
But I do say it in advance so that.
Oh, yeah.
Because if they were like, oh, well, I don't like dude and you got to get rid of him, that would be a problem.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. So like, how often do you talk to Mark?
I talk to Mark like every other week.
Can I see a picture?
I don't have a picture of Mark.
What? That's not your friend.
Mark is my friend. I've known him for 30 years, Robin.
That's not your friend.
Robin, oh my God. I'm not fighting with you about my friends.
I've never heard you talk about this person ever.
Yes. There was what need?
Ever.
Why would I feel the need to discuss him?
I don't know. You've just never been like, Mark just called. Or like, let me call you back. This is Mark. Like, what? No, he's not your friend. You don't have a friend
Carly,
named Mark.
Do you have any other questions for us? Because I've got to justify my friendships over here. Okay. All right. So speaking of friendships, we're going to talk about friendships right now.
All
right.
So yeah. So we received a couple of good friendship questions.
Okay.
After our friendship episode, which I think, I don't know, it was like around 4th of July-ish. So this one is interesting. Mm-hmm. This kind of goes
to what we were just talking about, which is you don't believe me. Why would I lie? Okay. But go ahead. I'm not embellishing.
Yes.
No, I'm not. I'm not embellishing. I want to call Mark. We're going to call Mark after this episode.
Yeah, you're going to FaceTime him.
What? I'm not going to FaceTime him.
Mark has never heard of Robin, that's a problem.
Oh, Mark loves Robin.
Oh, he does?
Okay.
That's a bigger problem.
For the record, every man loves Robin.
So my brother's name is Mark. It's so funny. I'm like.
Is his name Mark?
Yeah. Everyone loves me?
Everyone loves Robin.
Yes, I'm a guy's girl.
Yeah, everyone has a secret crush on Robin.
Yay.
Tyrone. Oh, I kind of had to like. Okay. And I need for the people to know this.
Because I'm like the cool, I like, I'm telling you, anyone that is, would be blessed to be in a relationship with me would be very happy.
Okay. Because we're getting rid of Juan. I don't know. Anyway. So I know I talked about Tyrone like all the time. Me and Tyrone have taken a little bit of a pause.
Oh.
Only because this summer I'm like traveling a lot. And so I didn't really tell him we were taking a pause. So like our last session, I was like, all right, this is it, Tyrone. He was like, we were like scheduling, because my schedule has been all over the place. So we're kind of like scheduling our next session. And I was like, nope, I'm going to be gone. He's like, what? I was like, yep, yeah, I'm going to be gone for like the next 2 months. And so he was like, what? So yeah, Tyrone.
We're breaking up.
We're breaking up a little bit. But we're going to come back to Tyrone later. We're just on a break.
Yeah.
Are we on a?
I'm sure that probably happens a lot in the summertime. Like for trainers and their clients are always traveling and stuff. Yeah,
we're on a Dorinda pause.
So Tyrone is going to be broke this summer.
Well, yes. Well, my sister, you know, my sister still goes she pays him well.
Okay,
yes.
Good. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So, to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Okay. So here is a question. Hello, ladies. Love, love, love the show and you both. I started watching your franchises because a man I was dating watched and I fell in love. And he says we are gay, by the way. So this is a gay male.
What? Wait a minute. She said she was dating him?
He. This is...
The woman was dating a gay man?
No. This is a man writing the email.
Oh, he. Okay,
and
got it.
He was in a relationship with a man.
With a man. Got it. Okay. Got love it. Love okay. it. Okay. Yep. Okay.
Nothing scandalous there. Okay.
I was like, whoa, stop the presses.
Right.
Okay.
So here is the situation. He and I broke up and the friends that I met through him are still trying to be my friend.
Okay.
I am, however, skeptical of being friends with them. One, they are his friends and not mine. And two, he has expressed to me, when we were dating, he expressed that his friends were still friends with his ex and it bothered him.
Okay.
So I'm trying to keep them at an arm's length because they are his friends and I don't want them reporting back to him what I am up to. What are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, no. Can't be friends with them.
Yeah. I say no. I say, you know, unfortunately you gotta, you know, part ways with the friends.
Right.
Because it's just going to be a messy situation.
And let's say you are friends with them.
Yeah.
You move on into a new relationship.
Yeah.
And those friends that you took from the past relationship meet your new person.
Mm.
You don't want them going back to your ex reporting.
Right. No, you don't. Like, you just want, I think, like, this, like, when you break up with someone, like, if you want a clean break, you want to cut all ties, you got to cut the friends, too.
Yeah, clean slate.
Especially if you know that friend, that he was already disturbed when his friends were friends with his ex before. Like, just, you know, it's unfortunate because, you know, maybe you're missing out on some good times with some good people. But I think for your sanity and to keep the peace and to, you know, stay drama free.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just,
I'm trying to think, have I ever done that? Like, no, because I don't like people anyway. So yeah, no. Just kidding. I love people.
So okay. So if you and I fell out.
Oh no, why?
Would you still talk to Carly?
Yeah, Carly works for me. She's my assistant.
But
so, she's
my besides friend. That.
What excuse me?
But besides that.
Okay, but I still talk to Carl. That's different. I think that's different. Because Carl and I have established our own relationship.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we're never breaking
but
up, so, Robin.
But I know. Yeah. I know. I'm just trying to throw out some hypotheticals. Let's see. Like, you know, you try to like relate to it. Like, okay, let me put myself in these shoes.
So there, I can say this. So everybody knows I have a girlfriend named... Okay, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Oh, you want to... Is this still on this topic?
Yes.
Because I can chime in too. Okay.
Okay, so everybody knows I have a friend named Erica Lyles.
Yeah.
She has fallen out with some of her girlfriends.
Yeah.
So because she fell out with them, I'm done with them.
You're
too.
Done with them too?
She was like, I'm blocking them to tell. I pick up my phone. I'm blocking them too. Like, I, you know, because I met these people through her.
Yeah.
So right. If she not fooling with them, I don't need to fool with them.
Right. Exactly.
The end.
So I respect that. I get that. So on the flip side for me, like with Juan, like when Juan and I got divorced, we were going through our thing, like, you know, I didn't fuck with Juan, but his family was still my family. You know what I'm saying? Like, but his brother still lived in my house, in my basement. Like, I still talk to his, you know, aunts and brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I guess it's kind of similar. So I just feel like it's, everything is situational. It's all like, you know, it depends on the people. It depends on the relationship. It depends on, you know, how mature people are and stuff like that. But that was kind of hard because, you know, they all... wanted, they, you know, they all love me and they want me to be, you know, in the picture and they want us to be together. And so I think had we not like reconciled, it probably would have gotten kind of like ugly or you know, or uncomfortable.
Yes. I think the better word is uncomfortable because there was nothing to get ugly about it.
Right.
And, but Juan was still around because of the boys.
Right. I mean, yeah, but he had kind of like, he was just like away, like just doing his own thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, so like, and we weren't really, you know, I don't know. There was a time when we weren't really close or whatever. But I was still close with his family. And it was just...
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you and Juan have been together for so long. Like his family is your family. Your family is his family.
Yeah. So then you have the length of time that we've known each other.
Right.
Right. So like, I don't know how long this relationship is that I read about. But yeah, we have been in, you know, each other's lives for years.
Yes.
So I've known his family for years. So that's different. So I think it just depends on the length of time of, you know, how strong the relationships are. But I think from the tone of the email, I think it's he should cut ties.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, so you have one more?
Yeah, one more. I'm going to read. Dear Giselle and Robin, first, I want to say I love your podcast. I look forward to listening each week. After listening to episode 52 about friendships, I wanted to get any suggestions you might have. I recently stepped down after 12 years of being a school administrator to improve the quality of my life. I'm now finishing up the last few years until retirement as a teacher. So she went from being a school administrator to a teacher.
Okay.
Being the boss has always been a little lonely, but now that I have more time on my hands, I really have time to miss having close girlfriends at work.
Okay.
So she was the boss. She didn't have close friends because she was the boss.
Yeah.
Now she's a teacher. She has more time and she's lonely. Okay.
Okay.
All right. I'm a bit of an introvert and need any suggestions you may have for creating friendships at work. It's a little weird because I am still working in the same school district. So I don't think my colleagues really see me as a peer because they've only known me as part of the administration. And I'm pretty sure they think I'm shady.
Oh, okay.
Maybe I just need to wait
This is going left. Okay.
No. I think, you know, maybe as a teacher, you know how teachers view the administrators and the people who are like making the rules and stuff, like, you know, it's like a different level.
Okay.
Right. So that's probably what, I don't know. Maybe that's what she means. Maybe I just need to wait until I start my second career after I retire, but that's not for another year. And I'm really lonely now. Help. How can we help? Her name's Christy. How can we help? What do we think the best way for Christy to make friends or, you know, to start hanging out with people?
Does she have any, like, is she belong to a church? Is she in a sorority? Well, we got to give her something else.
I know.
The teachers at the job in which you used to be.
Over them.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
Why not, though? She can probably say, you know, hey, ladies, I know you're used to me being, you know, in a working as the boss.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm your peer now and I want to
I want to
get to know you all better.
So you're saying she needs to just be honest about the awkwardness of it all.
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. But like, think about if you're one of the teachers and you're like, you're the ops.
But, you know, I feel like I would respect that, though. If she just came. Okay. So if she just, you know, reached out and was like, hey, you want to hang out? Then I would be like, okay, that's weird. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But if she's like, hey, I know, you know, you've always known me as a, you know, whatever, superintendent.
Right.
But I really enjoy being a teacher. I respect what you do or what we do. And, you know, just want to hang out. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like you put it out there. Just put it out there, because if she doesn't, then they're just going to be like, this is weird. What does she want? Is she setting me up? Is she reporting back to someone? Blah, blah, blah.
Okay. So she should maybe spearhead or lead like a happy hour and invite them.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So she should be like, girl, I found this restaurant and they have a happy hour and it's good.
Okay.
And then she should invite them, and then they should all get drunk together. And the next thing they know, they'll be kissing. I mean, they'll be friends.
Yes. Okay. I like that. So if it's like a group of people, just like, have a happy hour, you know, just a general one. But I still think when you send the invitation out for the happy hour, say, listen, I know y'all are used to me being, you know, what I'm just saying, superintendent, whatever, you know, Superintendent Jackson.
Right.
But I'm actually, you know, really enjoying my role as a teacher and I want to get to know y'all better.
I like that. Yeah. And then, but that should be it. I don't want the invitation to be too professional.
No.
Yeah. And then like, come through.
Yeah. But I don't think she should avoid
the elephant in the room.
Okay.
Yeah. I agree.
Because
I agree,
I just know, like, if that was a situation, like, you know, I don't know. Let's see I'm trying to think what kind of scenario can I come up with where I would be like.
There isn't one. I'm also going to suggest that, like, she buy the first round, right? Mm-hmm. And get everybody liquored. And then, you know, once people get excited, then, like, you know, suggest everybody do rounds of shots.
Right.
Like, make it festive.
Right. Or on the flip side, like, and I don't know, you know, if they're teachers, are they even, maybe they're teaching summer school or something. Like, maybe bring, like, some cupcakes to school. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, true.
Or like, bring something and share it with them. And that's how you kind of break the ice.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah.
Look at us. See, we are friendly, Robin.
I am.
Okay.
Yeah, no, but no. We are, yes.
Yes, I'm working on my text messages.
We are.
All right, we are out of here, guys. Don't ever forget to live your life either reasonable or shady.
Or both. See you later.
Bye.
I mean, hear you later. Talk to you later.
All the above.
Yeah.
Reasonably Shady is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
And you can connect with us on social media at RobinDixon10, Giselle Bryant, and Reasonably Shady.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.